This is the Schnitt Show.
Taking a chance to look and see what the response has been. I tweeted something out earlier. It's been a busy Monday. My Mondays are pretty jammed because I do numerous things. Of course, I do a morning show every morning from 6 to 10 a.m. here in the Tampa market, back on FM with my MJ morning show every day on the legendary Q105. And then I do some other recordings on Monday. So it's just a jammed up day, not to mention the extensive preparation for the Schnitt Show. Earlier, I tweeted out, and something I said on the show, regarding the border crisis. And yeah, I coined the term, I coined the phrase, Jesus crisis. And, most have agreed. I've only had like one or two saying that's blasphemous, but I think it describes it very well, and I'm not going to back off of it. What's going on at the border is enough to invoke the expression Jesus crisis, because it's an absolute crisis at the border. And yeah, I tweeted this out earlier, and I have not had a chance to look back at my Twitter, and yet we're getting some response. Yes, we are getting some response. Yeah, a very simple tweet. I just tweeted out Jesus crisis, and then I attached Jen Psaki, the press sec, which is the official account. I did her personal account, White House, Joe Biden, the POTUS account. Just admit that you've created a border crisis. So getting some good response to this on my Twitter feed, at Todd Schnitt. That's at I don't have time to look. I just wanted to see if I had some response, and I do. My Twitter feed, of course, is at Todd Schnitt, at TODDSCHNITT, at Todd Schnitt. Give me a follow on Twitter. Loaded Monday show, all over the road today. Obviously, we're going to jump into the border crisis. We've got horrible conditions at the border. We have Biden now sending officials to the border, but Joe's staying home. Say it isn't so, Joe. Joe, why don't you go to the border? President Biden, why don't you go to the border and see the mess that you've created? What's the problem? Why don't you go check it out? Go see it firsthand. Oh, boy. All right, that's just scratching the surface today. We're all over the place. All right, before I jump into the latest on the border crisis, and we have another jump in kids held past 10 days, you realize that the numbers apparently are over 15,000. Yeah, yesterday, numerous reports came out that the numbers of unaccompanied minors in federal custody is far greater than the numbers that had been previously thought. And that number was, 4,000, 5,000. So, no, it is much greater. And it seems that the Biden administration tried to keep this kind of quiet. Seems that the Biden administration tried to suppress this information, but the number is around 15,000. The first report that I saw of this yesterday was, I believe, CBS News. Sue, did you see another report before CBS News on this? Or was CBS News among the first? Yeah, CBS News was among the first to whip out this stunning 15,000 unaccompanied minors at the border. Can I give some props here quickly? Before I jump into that, just a little offshoot here for just a second. I would like to thank my wife, and my wife was correct. Michelle tends to be correct a lot of the time. Do you know that when I first started my morning show here in Tampa, that's years ago, 1994, with the MJ and BJ morning show, then in 01, it became just the MJ morning show. Then I ceased that in 2012. Only to relaunch it back in October on a different radio station for a different company. And we're, going like gangbusters with the relaunch. People seem to love it. And then, of course, the launch of the Schnitt Show in October of 2001. And that's been continuous. And the Schnitt Show will reach a 20-year anniversary this October. 20 years that the Schnitt Show has been on the air. Now, what am I giving props to my wife for? Well, I used to keep my show notes on legal pads. I used to have the long legal pads, white or yellow, but typically white. And I have stacks of them. I think I have most of them. All my old legal pads. I used to keep all of my show notes on legal pads. I used to handwrite my notes. And I would have one for the morning show, one for the afternoon show. And, like, for instance, today would be Schnitt Show. I would handwrite it at the top. I'd have today's date, 3-22-2021. 3-22-2021, yes. And I would just write down my notes. And sometimes I'd have, you know, pages and pages and pages of notes. And then I went to using Word. I went to a word processor where I just had a header that just had the show name and then just the date. And I used to keep my, I still do, I keep my notes on a Word document. And I'm still doing that to this date. And I print those out for each show, my morning show, my afternoon show. And my wife has been on my butt for years. Why are you going digital? And my wife is pretty technological, because there are some things that she has said, listen, you need to get with it. You need to, you know, advance and use technology. But in this particular case, my wife has always said to me, why did you stop the handwritten notes? I said, well, because it's easier. It's easier to store. I'm able to, you know, save these files, keep them digitally, go back. And she said to me, and this is going back years, my wife has said to me, when you do the handwritten notes, you're going to retain things better. Your memory is going to be better when you handwrite versus using digital assets to keep your notes. And I didn't dispute her. I did not dispute my wife, but I've stayed in the digital realm with my notes for my shows. And then last night, I see this study. Pen and paper boosts memory more than smart devices. And I know that this has been talked about for numerous years on the school level, for grade school kids, middle school, high school, that where they use computers and laptops or tablets, iPads, etc., to study and take notes, that the retention is not as strong. And I've seen that kids are better write. Well, there's a new study, which I guess applies to, adults and people like me, which, you know, just shows that my wife's 100% right. A new study published in Frontiers in Behavioral Neuroscience has revealed that using pen and paper may help note takers remember better. Well, again, Michelle is right. If your mind is less like a steel trap and more like a sieve, have you tried simply writing it down? That's the question. When looking to jot something down, many workers and students today default to their devices, laptops, smartphones, tablets. New study has revealed that pen and paper are more effective for those who hope to commit information to memory. And researchers believe that tactile, dynamic, medium facilitate that tactical or tactile dynamic medium facilitates recall by offering a more memorable image of the information. Paper is more advanced and useful compared to electronic documents because paper contains more one-of-a-kind information for stronger memory recall. Anyway, this thing goes on and on. 48 volunteers. This is like 6-7 pages here of this report, but I think you have the gist here that the research shows that using pen and paper and writing old traditional notes better than digital notes if you want to make a memory impression. And, of course, memory is important for what I do, important for my show. So there you go. Wife's right again. I mean, I always kind of agreed with her, but, again, it's just easier. So shall I go back? Hey, honey, do we have a stack of old legal pads lying around? Should I go back to my manual pen and paper note-taking? She says yes. She's at the doorway right here of my home studio shaking her head. Yes, yes, yes. All right, maybe I will. But again, got to say it. Michelle was right. My wife was right. Shocker. And she'll never let you forget that she was told you so. You know, the whole shebang. You know the drill. You know the grill. Never, never shrill. Oh, boy. All right. I just thought I'd, spend a little time with that. All right. So we have another jump in kids held past 10 days as the Jesus crisis on the border continues with the Biden administration. More than 800 unaccompanied minors have been in Border Patrol custody for more than 10 days now. marking yet another jump in the number of children held longer than 72 hours permitted by U.S. federal law. This is just a fraction of the 15,000, but these are, you know, being held in border patrol facilities, which essentially are tantamount to like little prison cells. You know, of course, we've got the Dallas Convention Center situation. We've got other places on the southern border where kids are being held. Now, as of yesterday, you had 822 children in Border Patrol facilities that are being compared to these jail cells. And they're being held now for more than 10 days, obviously more than the 72 hours, which is allowed by U.S. law. Again, this personifies, this is an absolute glaring snapshot of the failure of the Biden administration and essentially the telegraphing of, hey, come to the U.S. border, we'll let you in. You know, now they're saying, and of course we played some, you know, half-baked, half-ass audio last week, don't come, don't come. But then the next sentence out of Joe Biden's mouth was, until we get set up. What the heck? We played the audio for you last week. Don't come. And then there was something, until we get set up. So how is that? How is that going to be effective? Yeah, don't come until we get set. That's the message that's going to be heard. Oh, they're getting set up. They're going to reinvite us. Oh, we better not lose our place in line. Let's start heading and slamming towards the border. I mean, that's the message. That's what they believe. Because the Biden administration, from the get-go, has not established from the beginning of his presidency at noon on January 20th, do not come to our border. There is a belief that Joe Biden's going to let everybody in. And early on, and even there's a half-baked, half-assed attempt now to tell people, do not come. Do not come. And that's why we are where we are right now. The number of kids being held for a prolonged period of time has been going up virtually every single day in the past weeks. While the Biden administration takes one step forward and two steps back in their efforts to find shelter and accommodations in the middle of a slamdemic. We're getting slammed here. We got a pandemic. Slammed at the border during a pandemic. It's a slamdemic. That's what's going on. In total, the numbers aren't quite jiving here. Because Customs and Border Patrol, you know, they're claiming that the numbers are around 5,000. Now, CBS News yesterday came up with a number that it's 15,000. 15,000, which dwarfs this official government number. Let me see if there's any more from CBS. Again, this was the first place that I saw this yesterday. CBS News, 15,000. I want to do a quick little search here on the fly. Let me bring this up. Hang on a minute. And CBSNews.com. Again, this came out yesterday. And the story is more than 15,000 migrant children are now in custody at the southern border. CBS News reporting this. More than 15,000 migrant children now in custody at the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has repeatedly stated that the border is closed and is banning the Trump administration, or blaming, rather, and is blaming the Trump administration for the current situation. That's right. Pass the buck completely to the Trump administration and do not accept any blame for essentially welcoming open arms, borders open, with the initial message that was sent to the world, and certainly to the Triangle, down to Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras, through Central America, into South America. I'd hold on to that thought. We've got a major discrepancy here. Border Patrol saying 5,000-ish. You got CBS News and other sources picking up on 15,000. So three times as many? Hold on to that thought. We'll continue on the Jesus crisis border mess next on Schnitz. Stand by.
This, this is Schnitt.
Show. And of course, CBS News broke the 15,000 kids in custody at the border. They broke that over the weekend, but let me play a blurb from the CBS Morning Show from this morning. Listen to this.
For the first time since President Biden took office, we are getting an unofficial look inside a Border Patrol facility for unaccompanied children. Take a look at these pictures from Donna, Texas. They show kids crowded together in makeshift rooms. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar shared these images with...
So you've got a Democratic congressman. You got Henry Cuellar, who has pictures. They're jammed in like plastic bubbles inside buildings, like COVID cubes is what they're in.
But Axios, at the time, at the number...
And he gave the images to Axios first, the website.
Unaccompanied children in the U.S. at this moment are in custody. The American custody has now grown to more than 15,000.
Unbelievable. Do you hear this? I mean, unbelievable.
And our Manuel Bojorquez is on the Mexican side of the border in the city of Juarez, Mexico. Manny, good morning to you. What's the situation where you are?
It's this morning. That's from the CBS Morning Show earlier this morning. Over 15,000 kids. And, of course, Border Patrol, they're going with this 5,000 number. It appears the 5,000 number is just the number of kids being held in the prison-like cells at border facilities. Doesn't count all the others that have been moved out of those facilities into other holding areas. What deceit. All right, hold on. We'll pick up with this next.
This is the Schnitt Show. Click on the Schnitt list every day at schnittshow.com.
I realize, like, everybody is calling the border situation with all these kids a crisis except for the administration. Chuck Todd, even, on Meet the Press yesterday on NBC. Chuck Todd calling it a border crisis. Yeah, listen to this. And then we'll get more into these photos that Representative Cuellar took. And I've got a Democratic mayor on a border town screaming at the administration as well. Yeah, Chuck Todd says the border surge is a political crisis for Biden. Again, everybody, all the mainstream media is calling this a crisis. CNN's calling it a crisis. I'm calling it a Jesus crisis because I'm looking at these photos and all these people that are flooding to the border because they think the Biden administration just inherently is going to let them in, and I say Jesus crisis. Yeah, Chuck Todd opened Sunday's Meet the Press yesterday on NBC by saying it's fair to call the deteriorating situation at the U.S.-Mexican border a crisis. Even if the Biden administration refuses to use that word. That is a quote. That is Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday morning. But it's more than that. It's a political crisis for the new president with no easy way out. And then you have Biden's henchman, you know, like Alejandro Mayorkas, the new Homeland Security Secretary. And he's got to do all the bidding and the dirty work. He's got to make all these appearances and do these interviews. And he's, you know, got to, you know, push back on all the journalists saying it's a crisis. It's a crisis. It's a crisis. It is a crisis. It is a bona fide crisis. NBC, Meet the Press, CBS News, CNN, of course, Fox News. I mean, every other source that I'm seeing here is calling it a crisis. But the administration won't call it a crisis. And what about those that blame the Trump administration for deflection and sort of playing a Baghdad Bob role? Well, guess what? This is a Baghdad Bob role also. You've got the Homeland Security Secretary essentially saying there's no crisis. Joe Biden saying there's no crisis. You got the press secretary, Jen Psaki, saying no crisis. Meanwhile, the images behind them are of a total crisis with kids all slammed in facilities, all stacked up to the tune of 15,000. We haven't even seen images of a fraction of these kids. But that's the number, over 15,000. And it's just like Baghdad Bob. Big crisis going on behind Baghdad. Oh, there's no invasion, nothing. And then remember Baghdad Bob? And we got American troops that are rolling in right behind him. Just a complete and total utter mess here. All right, hold on. I got pile A and I got pile B. All right, let's go back over to pile A for a second here as we try to tie this all together. Mayorkas is now saying don't come. He's trying to push onto what Biden's words were last week. Don't come, don't come. And then that's when Biden uttered that bizarre sort of caveat. Until we get set up was the language. No, don't come at all. And, of course, then they run for cover. Oh, when we say set up, we mean until we have the procedures and the processes in effect where you can apply for asylum or whatever you claim to be running from. But when you say what you say in that type of phraseology, that is interpreted as in just come on down, get in line. If you wait to come to the border now, well, you're going to be way back in line. So it's sort of like this race to be first. Oh, let's get to the let's go to the Biden border right now. It's a different administration. Oh, they're not building the wall. It's a whole conglomeration of items here. Yeah, so Mayorkas told CNN over the weekend that the administration is working around the clock. Yeah, they got to work around the clock because they got caught with their pants down. Times 1,000. Yeah, so they're working around the clock to move these kids out of the control of Border Patrol and over to HHS, which is the agency responsible for housing illegal kids for the long term. My God, what is this going to cost? But you realize that patience is wearing thin, especially among Democrats, not Republicans screaming here. Look, you had the mainstream media yesterday, all the Sunday shows calling out this mess. They continue to call it out on news programs today. I heard border crisis numerous times on CNN as I flipped around. Because sometimes you just can't ignore what's happening. And it's a crisis. The only one not calling it a crisis is the Biden administration. It is an absolute humanitarian crisis. It's a political crisis as well. And the Democrats, other than Biden and the administration, they see this. Before the break, I mentioned Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar. He's one of these Democrats that understands, oh my God. He's trying to shame the Biden administration in hopes of getting them off their asses to deal with this mess. So Cuellar, and that was in the audio from CBS this morning that I played just before the break. Cuellar released exclusive photos from inside a U.S. Customs and Border Protection temporary overflow facility in Texas. Donna, Texas, to be exact. And the photos clearly shine a light on these jammed up, stacked up, makeshift, horrific conditions. Each of the eight pods in the so-called soft-sided facility, they're like plastic rooms. I'm calling them COVID cubes. Each of these pods has a 260-person occupancy. That's what Cuellar, Democratic rep, told Axios. He gave them the pictures first. But as of Sunday, at least one of those pods was holding more than 400 unaccompanied male minors. Let's see. The capacity is 260, but we've got 400 crammed into one of these pods. crisis, crisis, crisis. Yeah. Prior to the release of these photos, there were already reports of kids having to sleep in shifts because there wasn't enough floor space for all of them to lay down at once. Can you imagine? If you want to lay down, you can't lay down. You got to stand up. My God. Reports of the children not being able to shower or go outside for days on end are also rampant. Can't see sunshine. You know, of course, these reports are, well, not 100% confirmed. Why? Because the Biden administration won't let journalists have real access. So if this is what we're hearing, and we're getting some of this information from Democrats that inherently will be in support of the Biden administration, then the chances are that it's worse, that it's actually worse than what we're hearing. All because the Biden administration can't have an immigration policy from the get-go that is firm and follows U.S. law. You lead these folks on. You let them believe that all they have to do is rush to the border and Biden's going to let them in because they're rolling back the Trump policies. What a colossal failure to not establish, okay, what your policy is going to be and not establish a firm hand that says, do not come from the beginning. Instead, they're saying, do not come as you've got over 15,000 kids already here. And record Rio Grande crossings are in effect right now. That's another item I have. I can't even get to everything today on what a mess this has turned out to be. Even Trump provided for media access. You got that? Trump provided media access to facilities. Trump, the Trump administration, they allowed not only the ability for journalists to tour these facilities, they also allowed for ride-alongs at the border with Customs and Border Protection. A reporter, a camera crew, could go with Border Patrol and go on these patrols. Not Biden administration is shutting it down because they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see what's really going on, and now we're relegated to actual Democrats releasing photos to the media on what's going on. Because they're so appalled, they're so shocked at the colossal failures of the Biden administration at this point with any type of immigration policy that they've got to shame their own party into trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do. I mean, can you imagine the holy hell that would be unleashed if this were Trump instead of Biden? You even have that kook, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, saying, quote, Biden's border plan, quote, does not look like it's working. When you lose Sheila Jackson Lee, I think you got some problems. I think you got some issues when you lose her. Jeez. Yeah, Biden, by the way, I'm very happy to report, is staying in the basement. He's not coming to the border. Too dangerous. Might trip and fall 3 times in a row. Oh, boy. I'm being sarcastic, obviously. No, but Biden's not going. At this point, no plans for Biden to go. And as I pointed out earlier, at least Biden is not getting a free pass from the media. We're talking the mainstream media, the media that is supposed to be more friendly to Biden than they were to Trump, and they are doing their jobs. So let us point out when a lot of the mainstream media is actually doing a good job in covering a failure of humongous proportions of the Biden administration. And that's pretty much going on. And again, I'm seeing it across the board. So that is a sight for sore eyes and sore ears. Yeah, the editorials, the opening statements on CNN, Chuck Todd, Meet the Press, CBS News, that's just a fraction. But even the most forgiving liberal media is not quick to point out that the administration is blowing this big time. And it all begins with a simple question that goes to the heart, the fundamentals of Biden's ability to govern. And that question is simply, how is it possible for Biden and his team not to anticipate the influx, the rush to cross the U.S. southern border? Everybody, the press, Republicans, Trump supporters, everybody except for Biden saw this coming a mile away. If the mishandling of the coronavirus was Trump's downfall, well, hello, border crisis. Welcome to the Biden administration. Yeah, this could be Biden's downfall. I mean, this is a slamdemic. They're getting slammed at the border. This is a Biden slamdemic in the middle of a pandemic. And, of course, the reports of COVID-positive people being just released into the U.S. as well. Isn't that a treat? Holy frigamoly. Right, then, let me go to pile B. I mean, it's just so much today. And I got a lot of things I want to do. I don't want to be bogged down with this all day. But we are bogged down with this. As we're attempting to house not 5,000, but over 15,000 kids at this point. As journalists are being granted zero access, and we have to have bootleg photographs taken by a congressman or somebody that supplied the pictures to a Democratic congressman in order for those to get out through Axios and then to the mainstream media. Thank you, Democratic Rep. Cuellar. Thank you, thank you, thank you for getting the word out. Oh, you're not going to be popular with the Biden administration, but it's the truth that matters. The truth counts. Whether it's the Trump administration and shenanigans and BS that went on in there, or whether it's shenanigans and BS that goes on in the Biden administration. Truth matters everywhere, 360 degrees, regardless of from where it emerges. Truth is paramount. I mentioned the unlawful crossings in the Rio Grande Valley. The numbers are not quite done yet because we still have, about 8 days left in March? Unlawful crossings into the Rio Grande Valley are set to essentially double during this month, during the early days of the Biden administration. Yeah, illegal aliens, illegal migrants trying to come into the United States, rolling into the Rio Grande Valley, will almost double. Yeah, customs and border protection numbers show that as the southern border continues to get slammed with this slamdemic, it's on pace to be the worst in 20 years in just months of the Biden administration. The Custom and Border Patrol, or protection rather, the CPB, the Customs and Border Protection's Rio Grande Valley sector, saw the majority of Southwest border crossings in February with 27,913 unaccompanied kids, families, and single adults making their way into that region from Mexico. That doesn't include other regions. That's the Rio Grande Valley sector. As of last Thursday, those numbers were set to nearly double for March. Already in just the first 19 days of March, CBP had already had more than 34,000 crossings in just 19 days. Oh, my God. I mean, the numbers are just astronomical because the Biden administration sent out the messages, hey, come on down. It's like the price is right. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the illegal alien is right. Hang on. Back in a minute on Schnitt.
This is Schnitt.
know if you saw the federal prosecutor on 60 Minutes last night, but essentially said that sedition charges are brewing for some of the Capitol Hill rioters, and also not ruling out the fact that Trump could be charged. Hang on, big hour two next.
The Schnitt Show.